Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Let me read just two verses here, Isaiah 53. Beginning in verse number 9, speaking of Christ. He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was there any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord, Jehovah, God the Father, it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He had put him to grief. God the Father did this to his son. Jesus willingly went to the cross of Calvary to pay our sin debt. And that's what this verse said. He put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hands. He shall see the travail of his soul. The Father shall see the travail of the Son and shall be satisfied. That's what this is speaking of here in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 10, that he set down once and for all. The completion of Christ's work, his shed blood in one sacrifice for the cleansing of our sin. What a contrast to the ceaseless, unending labor of the Levitical priest, who offered sacrifices day after day, year after year, decade after decade, century after century, over and over again. And the Bible says in verse number 11, the same sacrifice. Their work was never finished. But Christ is now seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven. There can be no more offering and no more sacrifice for sin. His position of authority will never change, and it will be forever. That's what this verse is saying here. Forever, set down on the right hand of God. Verse number 13. From henceforth, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. Literally, what this verse is saying, just to God is telling, sit down and rest till I make your enemies your footstool. This quote is coming from, I want to read Psalm 110, verses 1 through 7. This is penned thousands of years earlier by Psalmist David. It's a prophetic psalm. Greg, we put that up, but I want to see Psalm 110, verse number 1. It begins, "The Lord said unto my Lord." We see the Lord is Jehovah God, Father, said unto my Lord, that's Jesus Christ. You get the picture. Father is speaking to the Son. Sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. The people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of thy holiness. From the womb of thy morning thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord has sworn and will not repent. He's not changing his mind about this. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Isn't that interesting? Now, by the way, this is God speaking to the Son. The Lord is at thy right hand. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. And it goes on, he shall drink of the brook in the way, and therefore shall he lift up the head. This is yet future. That hasn't happened yet. But Jesus Christ will rule and reign in the millennium. It speaks, Psalm 110, verses 1 through 7, speaks of his second coming. In his revelation. Then we read in Isaiah 63, verses 1 through 6. Who is that that cometh from Edom, which is, by the way, is over in Jordan, around where Petra is, and I wish I could talk with that for a while, with the dyed garments from Bozra. This that is glorious to in his apparel, traveling in his greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Verse number 2, wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine fat? I've trodden the winepress alone, and the people there was none with me. For I will tread them in my anger and will trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. This blood was not his blood, it's the blood of the enemies, the blood that is speaking of here. For the day of vengeance is mine, in my heart, and the year of my redeem is come. I looked, and there was none to help. He didn't need no help, by the way. By the way, you know, he don't need me or you even today. His will be done whether we do it or not. God's not up there scratching his head. Well, if Kelly doesn't, what am I going to do? You know, no, God's got this. Well, that's what's saying here. I looked and there was none to help. I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore, my own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury upheld me. I will tread down the people in my anger and make them drunk in my fury, and I will cast down their strength to the earth. In just 2 minutes, let me tell you what this is talking about. Because again, it's talking about till in Hebrews chapter number 10 about, I wish y'all could see my Bible. It's a mess. No, I'm glad you don't see my Bible. From henceforth, expecting till his enemies shall be made his footstool. This is yet future at the end of the tribulation period. Jesus is going to come, his second coming, and his revelation, and all his power and his glory. We read about his revelation in Matthew 24 and 25. That is not the rapture. That's where people get all mixed up in their eschatology. That's why when people, I heard somebody this past week, I like to listen to other preachers, and there was a preacher don't live too far from here. He was actually interviewed, and he is a post-trib, he's a post-trib pre-wrath preacher, which that don't even make any sense. And I wanted so much to ask, how can you be post-trib? Post-trib's after tribulation, but yet still be pre-wrath. In other words, he believed before the seventh trumpet. That's what we call. So you can't be both. It's an oxymoron. Now, that's a whole other story anyway. But we are pre-trib folk here. We're not going to be in the tribulation period. Right. If you think you are, you're. And I heard the guy say, and I wanted to talk to him so bad over the internet. I'm watching this thing. He said, there's not one verse in the Bible that talks about the coming of the Lord could be today. And I just wanted to reach that screen and pull him. What are you talking? You need to read your Bible. The Bible's full of things about looking for him. Anyway, I won't go into that. You go through at the end of the tribulation period, Jesus comes. During the tribulation period, at the middle of the week, the Jewish people head, the abomination of desolation takes place. Remember? Matthew 24, 25. Jesus says, head for the mountains. Pray that your flight not be in winter. Pray that the mamas aren't giving sup to the babes. And by the way, that was a great question somebody asked me a couple weeks ago. Will there be babies in the tribulation period? They thought they'd be taken away when, you know what I'm talking about? The Bible says, pray that the moms aren't giving suck to their babes. They're going to be babies in the tribulation. Man, that's a whole other story, but you understand. Head to the mountains. All that's in Matthew 24. Speaks a little bit in Matthew 25 about that. Many of them, I believe, are going to go to Bozrah, what it talked about in Isaiah 63. Modern day, well, it ain't modern no more, Petra, where that great, that Indiana Jones, was it Temple of Doom? It was filmed where I got the privilege of going see Petra and all. I believe that's where they're going to hold up for 3.5 years. When Jesus comes in the Revelation, he doesn't set his foot on the Mount of Olives first thing. He comes through Bozrah, and he rescues those people. We just read it. And then he rescues those people who were there in Petra. Then he goes, is this boring to y'all? He goes from called the King's Highway. You read about it in the Old Testament. Where literally from that road, it goes up through what's called Armageddon, the Valley of Jezreel, all the way up to Jerusalem. By then, Armageddon, the armies of the Antichrist has formed, and they've surrounded Jerusalem. Matter of fact, they're already ravishing Jerusalem. It talks about in Scripture that the Antichrist is already attacking, and they think all hope is gone. And Jesus comes at the right moment. By the way, Jesus is always on time.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.